Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. A friend says to you, once gay, always gay. How do you respond? My child just told me he's gay. What can I do? What causes same-sex attraction? Can a Christian be gay? If I disagree with homosexual practice, am I intolerant and homophobic? Is change possible for the homosexual? How should the church be responding? His Way Out Ministries is dedicated to raising awareness, educating, encouraging, and equipping the body of Christ to minister to men, women, and their families with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. We believe restoration is possible and available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Christ Jesus is calling His church to meet the need of the hour. The question is, will we be prepared? And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning, and welcome once again to another broadcast of His Way Out Ministries. If you've had opportunity to tune into one of our previous broadcasts, then you are very, very aware that at His Way Out Ministries, we have been concerned for many years that the crisis that we have faced has not been about, nor is it about today, homosexuality. We believe at His Way Out Ministries, the crisis that we continue to face truly is the Lordship of Christ and the authority of Scripture. Based upon that truth, I'd like to ask you this morning to imagine, just for a moment, you are that person once told, you are not born gay, yes, change is possible, your true identity is in Christ Jesus, not your sexuality, and God's power is more than sufficient to transform a life. As a result, you choose to be faithful to the clarity of Scripture rather than the dictates of the flesh. But now, some of those that spoke those statements over your life, once again, that you were not born gay, your true identity is in Christ Jesus, some of those same individuals are now saying, well, maybe homosexual practice isn't so bad after all. In some circles, you are now being dismissed and at times even being asked to keep quiet about what God has done in your life. We who were once bound by the brokenness of same-sex attraction continue to believe and state that homosexual practice is sin, realizing our statement and witness will be offensive to many. But we refuse to water down God's word. We believe it is the clarity of Scripture that compels us to remain a faithful follower of Christ Jesus and to be a light where there is darkness rather than hiding the truth and our witness. The gay community is extremely vocal and highly visible, demanding their right to be who they want to be. But we, who have now experienced transformed lives, are too often being told that we cannot and we must not have the same right. Personally, I attribute much of what has occurred and changed in my own life to Christians sharing and holding me to the truth. Today, however, the world and far too much of the church is abandoning the moral foundation of Scripture and replacing it with lies. The so-called enlightened understanding of homosexuality that some churches now claim discards traditional Christian teaching and literally has compromised the church's integrity by misrepresenting Christianity. Where are the people in the church who are celebrating the decision of the homosexual who has said yes to God and no to that sin? Today, there is no doubt God is calling the church to repent of her own immorality in order to speak with fresh authority to the moral issues of our time and return to the biblical standards of holiness. To refuse is to relinquish the church's position of authority and influence in a fallen society and culture. Today, bold attempts by pro-gay theologians and pro-gay apologists to revise the historic teachings of the church with regard to homosexual practice continue to be relentless. I would be the first to admit their efforts to persuade the clergy and theologians of the moral legitimacy of homosexual conduct has not been carried out in a vacuum. Battles continue as those who favor homosexual practice promote the notion that there is no clear answer to the issue. There are even those that attempt to persuade, under the banners of love and commitment, that homosexual relationships be justified because they are equal to heterosexual relationships. Today, there are powerful forces at work, with the enemy having accomplished much by utilizing his divide-and-conquer tactics. Clearly, many are now worshiping another Jesus, a Jesus which has been created by man that requires absolutely no sacrifice, makes no demands of obedience, and is completely and totally silent when it comes to sexual sin. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe men and women impacted by the brokenness of same-sex attraction can be restored through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Our intent is to extend compassionate Christian ministry for such persons. His Way Out Ministry services include care groups, workshops and seminars, educational resources, and biblical discipleship. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please call 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. For the last 22 years, His Way Out Ministries has been traveling the world, teaching, sharing, and shouting at times that the true crisis we have faced and currently face has not been about, nor once again is it today about, homosexuality. The crisis we face is truly the authority of Scripture and the Lordship of Christ. When you and I state that we are a Christian, let's pause right there and consider the depth of that statement, and more specifically, the depth of the Christian identity. When you and I say that we are Christian, we are literally saying that we are followers of Jesus Christ and we embrace the totality of Scripture or not at all. We do not have the luxury of randomly selecting portions of Scripture and discarding the rest. Scripturally speaking, what do we know about homosexuality? We know according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, through Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, that we are created beings and created with a specific intent. God's blueprint for human sexuality, as found in Genesis 1 and 2, clearly establishes that from the beginning, God had a divine intent for human sexuality, with well-defined holy boundary lines to live within regarding sexual expression. According to Scripture, specifically Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6, we know that God's divine intent for human sexuality is fulfilled within the covenant of a monogamous and heterosexual union. According to Scripture, Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19, we know that we are a fallen race, and the fall has marred every part of our experience, including our sexual preference. And we also know, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, that homosexuality is a manifestation of fallen nature, and it violates created intent. And finally, according to Scripture, specifically 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, we see very clearly that homosexuals are redeemable and change is possible. Nowhere within the totality of Scripture will you find even one positive statement about homosexual practice. Every time homosexuality is mentioned, it is always mentioned as a behavior in which no man or woman is to practice. Difficult as this standard is to obey, It is the calling of Christ for all his followers, including those with same-sex attractions and desires. The problem I would submit with regard to pro-gay theologians and pro-gay apologists is their theorizing and speculating on what Scripture does not say about homosexuality, while a true faithful follower of Christ Jesus stands upon the clarity and authority of Scripture regarding homosexual practice. Revisionists can justify virtually any type of sexual relationship, including those traditionally and historically considered immoral. Revisionists have been quite successful in confusing compassion with acceptance of homosexual practice. Those promoting the liberating power of love continue to blur the lines by citing some of God's word as too repressive. However, Jesus himself repeatedly affirmed the relevance and importance of moral law. Listen to Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Ultimately, any effort to redefine homosexual practice in any form and to any degree as acceptable and consistent with biblical faith constitutes an attack upon the very foundations of the Christian faith and church. As revisionist attacks will no doubt continue, faithful followers of the teachings of Christ must continue to counter any and all attempts to make homosexuality morally acceptable. Not to do so would undermine the traditional and historic Christian understanding regarding sexual immorality. The gospel message that Jesus preached was and is a message of repentance and surrender. Like Jesus, his followers are to suffer the rejection of the world. We are intended to be at odds with the thinking and attitudes of this world. To water down the gospel to make it acceptable is to lose the truth and life of God's message. In a world that is rapidly accepting everything and tolerating anything, faithful followers of Christ Jesus must be extremely careful. Many false teachers exist today, with their underlying message being homosexuality is acceptable for anyone who wants to engage in it. That is a blatant and a direct contradiction of the Holy Scriptures. Why would a Heavenly Father, who loves us, tell us to stay away from something or not to do something? Ideally, would it not be because his purpose is to protect us from unseen danger? I believe God wants us to believe once again that he is perfect, that he loves us, that his instructions and commands are meant for our good, and meant for our good to keep us from destroying his purpose for each and every one of us. When anyone claims that homosexuality is God's gift to the church and to society, then confrontation is appropriate. However, there is a right way and there is a wrong way for that to be accomplished.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. How should we, the church, respond to homosexuality? At His Way Out Ministries, we strive to offer a balance of both truth and grace. We believe the mandate of the church is to be God's expression of both His heart and mind towards homosexual people and homosexuality itself. We share. There is a God who loves you, and you can be reconciled to Him. Can we help? Absolutely. Freedom from homosexuality is possible through the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ. Find out more at HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
We must always be aware that ultimately this is all about people. In terms of the church's integrity is compromised when those professing to be Christians misrepresent Christianity. When people claiming to follow Christ misrepresent him through immorality, Christians do need to speak up and present truth. Therefore, let me state one more time, truth is, and truth matters greatly to God. If those practicing homosexuality are comfortable with their behavior, that is one matter. However, when they say it is done with the blessings of Christianity, the church should insist, as the Apostle Paul did in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, "The Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." By God's grace and the transformation power of the Holy Spirit, homosexuals have, they are, and they will continue to change. And I believe we would see more change if people would, by and large, quit being told what they want to hear instead of what they need to know. Therefore, how should the church respond to homosexuality? For some churches, the homophobic attitudes of the past have led many congregations to directly or indirectly reject the homosexual for the sake of maintaining God's righteous stand. However, some churches claim an enlightened understanding of homosexuality and discarding traditional teaching have opened the church to unrepentant homosexuals. Seeing them as born gay, they reach out with compassion, but sacrifice righteousness in the process. I believe there is a third response. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ and the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, God has, God is, and He will be delivering men and women free from homosexuality. Why? Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Our God remains a God of new beginnings. Our God remains a God of restoration and hope and healing, and deliverance is available to all. Now go with me here just for a moment. The God that spoke the universe into existence, the God who has enabled the lame to walk, the God who has enabled the blind to see, the God that has hung each star in its place, could not that very same God bring healing to a person's sexuality? If we stumble at that with a loud resounding yes, then maybe, just maybe, once again, our real crisis that we face is a crisis, once again, of truth and believing that God is more than able. Today, virtually nothing in society promotes the truth about homosexuality. The lies that homosexuality is a fulfilling, normal, and healthy alternative saturate the media. Many are tenacious and relentless in elevating same-sex desire to the level of a moral norm. Make no mistake, the church is presently faced with a challenge of significance of which is nearly impossible to exaggerate. Is tolerance to be extended without limitation to any and all kinds of sexual expression? Is any kind of sexual relationship scripturally permissible as long as it is consensual? Does it all just really come down to a matter of personal taste? I still believe the church remains God's vehicle to reach wounded, broken, hurting humanity. Therefore, may we, His church, affirm the biblical position that God indeed loves all persons, with homosexuality being just one sin among many others that the Holy Spirit is available to transform all persons, which once again includes the same-sex attracted individual. We, the church, must minister to persons with unwanted same-sex attraction and their families as partners in Christ's work of healing and transformation. We must call the church to recognize and confess its need for repentance of its welcoming and affirming homosexual practice in the church. I, for one, do not believe for one moment when we all stand before God the Father and give an account of our lives, which we all will do, I do not believe for a moment that God the Father will ask even one of us, "How many homosexuals did you get saved?" However, I do believe he will ask, "How rightly and correctly did you offer and use my word?" Therefore, when you and I stand upon the truth and the authority of Scripture regarding homosexual practice, we are not being hateful, we are not being a bigot, we are not homophobic, nor are we intolerant. We, in fact, become defenders and protectors of God's character and His Word. Twist the Scripture hard enough, and you can make Scripture say just about anything you please. It's really not that hard to do. Many first make the decision that homosexuality is God-given and therefore should be celebrated, and then read the Bible through the eyes of their decision rather than objectively. A sign of the end times, according to the Apostle Paul, will be an abandonment of truth for the sake of personal fulfillment. Listen carefully to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. In the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. The time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine, but rather offer and run after their own lusts, and heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. Once again, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. Self over truth, man over God. How is it that a Christian can be so deceived? Evidently so, since Paul referred to the Galatian church as having been bewitched, as found in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. And Jesus warned that a prominent sign of the days before his coming would be an increased deception. We are seeing that unfold today.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I, like many other men and women, once bought into the notion, once gay, always gay. After exhausting everything this world had to offer and everything that gay seemingly had to offer, I surrendered my life to Christ Jesus on October 5th, 1985, and everything in life changed. Freedom from the gay identity is indeed possible through a genuine, deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you the life-changing message, truth, and power of God's Word, which freed me from homosexuality. For more information, please visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
To confront pro-gay theology or the gay Christian movement is literally to confront a deception of our time. However, once again, I would exercise caution. Confrontation is not enough to change a heart. Being knowledgeable enough to dismantle pro-gay theology will not be enough to persuade a homosexual to repent. The heart, having been hardened through deception or rebellion or both, has to be softened, and that is the work of God alone. My role and your role is to simply speak the truth, trusting God to make alive in the hearts and the hearers of those in which we are trying to reach in His name. At His Way Out Ministries, we continue to offer a variety of ministry services: biblical discipleship, biblical guidance, and prayer support is available in person, by phone, or email. We continue to offer a variety of care groups, with all of our care groups designed to offer encouragement and support for persons desiring freedom from homosexuality and family members, spouses, and friends of those who struggle with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. We continue to offer a variety of workshops and seminars, with each offering education and training for adults and youth, where we provide biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and always, always encourage a Christian response. We offer a variety of educational resources, our website, monthly newsletter, Vimeo channel, and booklets are all available to help you understand the complexities of homosexuality and related issues. We at His Way Out Ministries are committed to lovingly communicate to the sexually broken that God's mercy and grace are sufficient for transformation, restoration and wholeness through competent ministry, prayer, and a caring Christian community is indeed possible. At His Way Out Ministries, we are committed to effectively and compassionately communicating God's heart concerning sexual brokenness and wholeness while disputing the unchangeable nature of sexual orientation.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, with the increasing acceptance of homosexuality, many Christian families are frequently finding themselves caught in the crossfire of sounding too harsh or too accommodating. How do they effectively reach out to their loved one without compromising what the Bible says about homosexual practice? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer them the same grace, understanding, and love that Christ offered us. His Way Out Ministries offers biblical guidance, encouragement, and support to help families face and deal with homosexual issues in the family. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
At His Way Out, we are a Christian ministry that embraces wholeheartedly the truth of God when He says today, with Him, all things are possible. We believe that includes freedom from the brokenness of same-sex attraction. Once again, on behalf of all of us at His Way Out Ministries, we're so glad that you could join us once again for a broadcast. We hope that you will continue to tune in with us each Saturday morning at 7 a.m. immediately following Focus on the Family as we continue to spread the truth regarding this present crisis that we face, believing once again that God is more than able to accomplish what He has said in His Word. Until then, our Lord richly bless and keep you.
Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. Please join us next Saturday for another His Way Out Ministries broadcast dedicated to ministering to the body of Christ and the community at large with the power of testimony, the dialogue of issues, and the truth of Scripture.